Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria,
Tyler,
and Mark.
And we're talking about this happened today, correct? The cops who shot and killed, didn't kill. It's such a familiar story that I keep wanting to say shot and killed. But miraculously, the 13-year-old boy, the autistic kid who was shot 13, confusing numbers, who was shot multiple times by police, is still alive.
So the story was released on the 21st. Today's the 23rd of September.
So it happened a few days ago.
It was updated on the 22nd, and this is just the release of the body cam footage. So I can't tell you when it occurred. Actually, I do have the body cam footage here. 2020-904, so the 4th of September. So I just looked at the footage here.
So what happened here, to recap everything, is that this mother, this autistic child, whose father had been shot and killed by police in the past, which led to a traumatized child who did not trust the police and was convinced,
mentally ill and traumatized.
Mm-hmm. And was convinced, and plus he was autistic on top of that, and he was convinced that the police are bad people who are going to murder him if he encounters them.
Right.
He has a mental breakdown. The mother, for whatever godforsaken reason, calls the police to come.
Calls 911.
Okay, to me that's calling the police, because if you call the police to ask anyone to come de-escalate a situation in the current American system, it's going to be the police who come.
She says, we need a mental health worker. It's super important.
Did she say that to the 911 dispatch?
Yes.
Do they have a mental health worker?
Right.
I don't know that she's required to, she as a citizen is required to know that information when she calls 911. Like perhaps 911 could simply say, we don't have mental health workers to dispatch, ma'am. We're going to dispatch a police officer, unless you don't want us to. I mean, that's really, that would have been a nice thing to say, but instead, they dispatched police.
Okay? Yes, they did. And the police showed up, and instead of de-escalating the situation, as you would hope a freaking police officer would do with a 13-year-old autistic kid who's having a mental breakdown, who already doesn't trust police, instead of doing any of that, they end up chasing the kid and shooting him multiple times.
The shooting has raised new questions about how police deal with mental health issues amid nationwide calls for police reform. It came hours before new de-escalation tactics were due to take effect for Salt Lake City Police, which is also cooperating with an independent investigation of the shooting. In one video, two officers can be heard discussing whether or not to approach the boy because they were concerned that the incident would result in a shooting. Especially when he hates cops, it's probably going to end in a shooting, one officer said. Like, apparently, we just don't have the ability to defend ourselves here. I mean, my son's 12, okay? He goes to school.
I don't understand why shooting was ever on the table here. Why would they expect that to be the outcome?
Well, that's what I'm trying to say here is that my son's 80 pounds. And I'm sure that there's a 13-year-old out there that's good-sized or whatever. But, I mean, seriously, fellas? You can't handle an 80-pound stringy little kid? I mean, it's... I don't even know. I don't know what to say.
I don't either. That's a failure on so many levels.
As the officers approach,
and people criticize me for running for a sheriff and not being properly trained. We have active police officers who have clearly not been properly trained.
Mm-hmm.
As the officers approach the house, one says,
they certainly haven't been trained to de-escalate anything.
One says that he can see movement in the backyard. The officers start to run after the boy, yelling at him to stop and get on the ground. When they catch up to the boy, they ask him to get on the ground again. The boy ignores their commands and continues walking before a series of shots ring out. The videos don't seem to show the boy holding any weapon. Police don't mention any in a report released on Monday. Barton said he said she told dispatchers her son was having a breakdown and she needed help from a crisis intervention officer. So,
well, you mentioned earlier something about like an airsoft or a pellet gun or something that the mother had mentioned.
Yep.
But like, yeah, it sounds like in the video,
right,
he doesn't have it there. And what I don't understand is it's not like the kid charged the police. It's he's walking away. So if they shot him, they shot him over failure to comply, which doesn't make any sense in this scenario.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the first thing we need to consider in this country is the possibility that we simply need to put every police officer on trial. That doesn't mean we need to find them guilty. Just need to put them on trial if they shoot somebody who's unarmed. So
I agree entirely.
Maybe.
And they should probably, in most cases, as at least the ones that make headlines like this, they should probably be found guilty.
I don't know whether they should be found guilty or not. I think there's certainly a circumstance like, you know, you in a dark alley raise a you know, some item, a hairdryer towards the police officer, then, you know, maybe you get what you got coming. I'm not saying that's the case, but what I'd like is instead of the police have investigated themselves and found that they have done nothing wrong, be raised to a jury of their peers have judged these officers' actions and determined that they did nothing wrong.
Now, when you say a jury of their peers, you don't mean a jury of police officers, right?
No,
I mean the more colloquial understanding of it, just a jury of other American citizens?
Yeah, well, at the very least. I mean, I'm talking about Band-Aids for a system that we currently have where twice as many people are shot as they are in Canada, which has a similar demographic profile and mm-hmm. similar history. It's 10 times as many as, like, several places in Europe. I don't know. Iceland's had one shooting since 1960.
Now, when you say shooting, you mean police shootings?
Yeah.
Or shooting of people by police officers?
That's right.
Okay. Officer. Well, yeah, the American police are militarized. And they were militarized badly.
I think there are rules of war when
the American military goes to engage, right? They don't just whip out their weapons and start firing at people.
Right.
Why do the American police do it?
Well, they must have rules of engagement that allow them to converse about approaching a young boy and think maybe they might shoot him. And then when he runs away from them, not runs, excuse me, runs, walks
yeah,
away from them.
The article said they had to chase him, but they walked after him.
Yeah, they said he was walking, and then they smoked him, and best I can tell, from behind.
Well, you know, and that is one of the problems, like you said, jury of your peers. Normal average citizens are not the peers of police officers because police officers have different standards, right? If I shot an unarmed autistic kid, I'm going to jail. There's no amount of, like, situational, like, circumstances that are going
to
change it. Yeah, he didn't listen to me. And it's like, why aren't police not being held to the similar standard? It's like, the circumstances for a police officer to pull and fire their gun should be the same circumstances that I have to adhere to as a citizen.
I agree entirely. And you raise a valid point. If a 13-year-old autistic kid was, like, in your backyard torturing your dog, you would still go to jail for murder if you shot and killed him.
Yeah.
Because there are so many other ways you can handle that don't kill him or that don't result in him getting shot multiple times.
Yeah, and the cop can shoot the kid and the dog, and they're probably still not going to go to jail.
Yeah.
You know?
They probably won't even get fired.
Right. At this point, there's no allegation that he committed that. Like, there's not even an allegation that he committed a crime at any point. Right? Like they weren't called because he was committing a crime.
They were called to de-escalate a situation.
There was a mental health call.
And it led to a shooting.
Like within way too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no allegation that, like, so the fleeing felon rule says, and I think wrongly, that you can shoot somebody who's running away. Right?
Anyone who's running away? Why did they call it fleeing felon?
It's somebody who's committed a felony and is running away from the scene of the crime.
Yeah, I don't support that either.
But
stop eating so many freaking donuts and, you know, try sprinting.
Well,
try catching the guy.
The fleeing felon rule is intended for everybody, not just police. So you could be an 80-year-old woman who could simply not catch the perpetrator, at which point I think that should be figured in to the scenario. But, you know, I also...
I would argue that it's okay for citizens, but probably not for police, I think. Just giving it a little bit of cursory thought.
whatever the case may be, it's not like this kid was going to disappear into a crowd and be able to, you know, never come back. He's had mental health issues. He's got to come back to mom's at some point. You don't actually need to even catch him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, these officers had no crisis intervention training and decided to shoot the kid.
And they did feel they need to catch him. I mean, again, it comes back to the point, if this is a 13-year-old kid, a grown man should be able to catch a child, a 13-year-old child, on foot.
Definitely.
Without resorting to shooting them.
Yeah.
Or even tasing them.
Yeah. I don't know. It's crazy.
It is. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah!
Live, talk radio that you control. The only radio show where you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio, it's Aria, Tyler, and Mark. And just as the Internet is a global network that connects local networks, Intercoin is a global currency platform that enables communities around the world to issue and manage their own currency to circulate among their local population. Intercoin enables fintech innovation on the local community level, leading to stronger communities, greater sustainability, less poverty, and more productivity. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the Internet and in the real world, and we think that's important here on Free Talk Live. So we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin, Inc. for advertising. If you also think freedom is important, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Again, check it out. That's intercoin.org, intercoin.org. Sorry about the delay there. We got an update from things purported to be happening in Louisville, and we were scrambling to find out whether or not it was true or not, but we've seen Instagram videos of cops out on the streets with baseball bats cracking skulls open. And we don't know if that's true or not, but we just saw a video of it. We don't know any of the context, and we were scrambling to find out if we could actually determine any of that to be true. The media is not talking about it.
Right. It's still daylight in this video, and there's already, right off the bat, you see a guy or a woman, I can't tell, they're bleeding from the top of their head, and people are trying to pour water on it, and the cops are just, you know, strong-arming people. It looks really ugly, and it looks like it's involved to the Breonna Taylor riots, which are probably going to start really ramping up now.
So we do have that show prep, which is that the Breonna Taylor trial thing, the grand jury came back and found one out of the three officers, chargeable.
And it's not even for, like, murder or attempted murder or assault or anything. It's for negligent use of a weapon or something like that.
Yeah, and I've heard the legal arguments, and I got to say that from a legal standpoint, the grand jury was correct. I think that...
Well, that points to the fact that the legal system itself is broken.
Uh-huh.
Well, it sounds like the protesters' narrative was wrong. Apparently, this wasn't a no-knock raid. Allegedly, they did knock. There's no witness to say that because they killed the only witness. And something about, I shouldn't even be saying this because I don't have it accurately, but apparently Breonna Taylor, you know, was not, like, visible when she was shot. So, they're claiming it was, like, you know... You know, one of the things they teach in the military is know your target and what lies beyond it, right? So, I mean, I don't really know if that's an excuse, but apparently they're using it as one. Really interesting stuff. And regardless, the protesters are going to come back out in force, and it's going to get worse. And the difference is now is that, you know, the Democrats have to follow the narrative. They can't support these protests like they have been for the past couple months. So it's going to be interesting to see how they respond to this.
It's sad that they have bound themselves to their political party so much that they can't speak out about what's right and what's wrong.
Absolutely.
So I, there are the Daily Beast has got an article here. It's extensive.
Because I would argue that the sheriff of whatever county Louisville is in should have arrested these police officers for murder, and that's the end of it.
Well, they can't if that's not what the law says.
The sheriff can do what he wants.
The definition of murder is unlawful killing, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's what this was.
If it's a lawful killing.
But it wasn't.
Well, you don't know the laws of Kentucky, and the lawyer on NPR earlier today did, and best I can tell, maybe it's a highly distasteful, morally questionable, any term you wish to throw out there, but I'm not prepared to say it was unlawful, and a grand jury wasn't either.
But see, this is where the system breaks down. The sheriff is the highest law enforcement official in the county. He doesn't have to convince the legal system that he was right to arrest these officers. He only has to convince the voters.
A person can't be indicted for murder without a grand jury.
They don't have to be indicted.
Okay.
They're caught in the act. You can arrest them as sheriff.
And then what?
Well, then you have them in jail.
Okay, and then they go to trial and get found not guilty because
Nothing you can do about that.
Yeah, there's nothing.
So, back to the story about the 13-year-old, because police haven't stopped killing people in the meantime, of course not.
Yeah, let me go get back to that. I was looking at the other side there. So with the case of the 13-year-old, we don't have a name for this. We have a name for mom. We have a name for a variety of people, but not for the 13-year-old. So we're just calling him 13-year-old boy. whatever happened, it was a 13-year-old boy who was unarmed. The police were called for a mental health call, not a criminal act, said Wayhern, his lawyer here in the case. A child is laying in a hospital bed, and there has to be a better response. The mayor of Salt Lake City...
Understatement much, dude. Yeah. There has to be a better response to police showing up to calls to de-escalate a situation with a 13-year-old autistic child than the police then shooting.
Well, that's one thing I'll agree with all the protesters, you know, that's been going on, is they want to take a lot of this funding that's being given to police to give them all sorts of ridiculous military-grade equipment and redirect that towards, like, you know, mental health services. That's not a bad idea. And this is a prime example of why when you call 911, maybe one of the things that can be a response is you actually get some type of mental health worker to show up and help de-escalate these situations. Because the cops are not the right person to call when this is going on.
Not the cops as they exist today, that's for sure.
For sure.
So, I mean, if you call cops for a murder, at some point in the relatively quickly, you're going to get murder investigators. You're going to get detectives. You're going to get a person who specializes in certain types of crimes. But to send out the same person that hands out speeding tickets to deal with domestic violence and mental health issues and, you know, whatever else out there, you know, it just doesn't work. It's a bad system.
I also want to point out this is a failure of community, because at the end of the day, if your resort is to call the police when your child is misbehaving, then you're failing as a parent. Like, at a certain point, you have to have people that are in your lives that can come help in these situations. You know, I would hope that if I had a friend who had a child that had, a mental illness, that they would call me before they'd call the police. Like, hey, can I have some big, strong guy come help me, like, sit my kid down and make sure that they don't do anything crazy? You know, and it sounds like, she didn't have anyone that she could call, you know, which is a real shame.
The only issue I have with the proposed solution of, diverting some of the funding to hiring mental health care workers and all of these things is that it sounds great, but at the end of the day, it's only going to lead to more funding for the police, because
Absolutely.
It's not like these city councilors are going to stop the militarization.
No.
They're just going to increase taxes, increase funding, and bloat the size of the police department so that it includes an ever-increasing number of fields.
Yep.
Yeah, and here's a person who, this mother, called for a mental health intervention. She called 911. She used the proper, the government set out guidelines for how to deal with this. She asked specifically for a mental health worker, and what'd she get? Some cops who chased after her son who was walking away and shot him in the back.
Yeah.
Her son, who is not accused of committing a single crime.
No, he was just having a mental breakdown.
Right.
And the worst thing he did, it would seem, based on this article, we haven't watched the body cam footage yet, well, I haven't, is not obey the police, who he was already not inclined to trust because they had also shot his grandfather, evidently, shot and killed his grandfather. The worst he did was walk away from the police. Walk away. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin, while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As a 9 o'clock Eastern Time curfew approaches in Louisville, Kentucky, President Trump says he's keeping an eye on the situation.
We have a call scheduled to make very shortly with the governor. I understand he's called up the National Guard, which is a good thing. I think it's a very positive thing. and it'll all work out.
A new interim report from the Senate Homeland Security and Finance Committees released on Wednesday shows at least two members of the Obama administration raised red flags over Hunter Biden's role on the board of Burisma Holdings, a Ukrainian natural gas firm, while his father, then vice president, was in charge of U.S. policy toward the country. The report shows Hunter Biden received a $3.5 million wire transfer from the wife of the former mayor of Moscow. This is USA Radio News. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden visiting the battleground state of North Carolina. Biden in Charlotte saying the economy is struggling to recover as the coronavirus outbreak continues.
You have 30 million people on unemployment, yet 20 million people figuring whether or not they can pay their mortgage payment this month. And you've got millions of people who are worried that they're going to be thrown out in the street because they can't pay their rent.
Some House Democrats are again pushing to renew efforts for a second round of $1,200 stimulus checks after broader talks have largely stalled. The economic impact payments must be made because the rent must be paid. That's according to Democratic Congressman Al Green. Green making those comments during a House panel hearing with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. House Democrats and Senate Republicans both put forward proposals that differ in cost and scope. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio, it's Aria, Ian, and Tyler.
It's Mark.
What did I say? Mark, yeah,
yeah,
sorry.
I'm not a virgin.
Force of habit. So anyway.
I'm not a virgin.
I don't think Ian is either.
Might as well be.
I don't know how you come to that assessment. Okay. Whatever. So a grand jury has finally made a decision in regarding the Breonna Taylor shooting. We alluded to it earlier. One out of three police officers have been indicted, but not for her death. And, of course, that this means there are protests erupting throughout the United States. And I have to say, I support those protests. I do not support or agree with the decision of the grand jury here. That's it. I don't have all of the information. Presumably, the grand jury did. But just on moral grounds alone,
you can't just
should not have been the result.
So the grand jury is part of a system of laws, right? And the grand jury can't just make up laws. I will concur with you that the Kentucky laws appear to be
breathtakingly. Could they not have nullified the laws that allow the police to escape accountability here?
No.
Why not?
I don't think that's how nullification
works. That's not how grand juries work either.
True. Nullification is more just we find them not guilty.
Like we're not going to charge anyone for anything here.
Yeah. Yeah. You do know what a grand jury is, right?
No, Mark.
Okay, so there's a jury.
I have a vague idea, but I tend to avoid the legal system as much as possible.
A petty jury, a petite jury, whatever you want to call it, sits on a case and determines guilt or innocence of a person
sure.
You know, who's
right.
Sitting there. A grand jury is called usually for a period of months to hear a whole large set of indictments. An indictment is a higher level of being charged with something. So in many cases, police departments and prosecutors cannot bring charges themselves if these are, say, capital crimes or something like that. That has to go through this other layer of citizens called a grand jury. Now, largely, it's a rubber stamp.
Sure.
And in this circumstance, what I'm hearing from the experts, and I'm not one of them, is that there is simply no legal standing for charging these officers for what occurred. And to
would this be true if they were not police officers? Would be my immediate first question to this.
Probably not. But they are, and the law does favor police officers greatly.
Yeah. Well, that law's got to be changed.
That's what I would say here is that this is, you know, this is a great opportunity for some politicians to get out in front of this and say, hey, we're getting rid of qualified immunity. We're going to make police officers responsible for their actions. We're going to make these are the criteria for raids on a house and whatever the circumstance might be. A person's home is their castle. If a police officer is found, because I mean, how many times a police officer has been shot by somebody who didn't know it was police officers who were busting into their house or whatever, whatever the case may be, late at night. And look, I don't know exactly what happened. None of us really know what happened with Breonna Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is that there are tens of thousands of no-knock raids in America every single year.
Which all need to stop.
Yes. And it's all because of the drug war. It's because of people doing things that don't harm anybody but themselves. And that's got to stop. That's the problem. This is the central problem here. Breonna Taylor is a victim of the drug war.
And if it's not the drug war, it's the war on sex work or the war on illegal immigration.
Well,
it's almost always going to be one of those three, quote, crimes that lead to no-knock raids and things of that nonsense. Things
well,
of that nature.
From my understanding, that was a big part of the narrative that was false. Apparently, allegedly, what the police are saying is this wasn't a no-knock raid. There was a knock, and because they knocked and identified themselves once they were fired upon, that's what gave them legal recourse to return fire, and that's when Breonna Taylor was killed.
Which gives me a great opportunity to talk about some stories from prison.
Ooh.
Right? So, regularly, people would run around prison and bang on people's room doors or cell doors, whatever terminology you use, and go, bang, 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 it's the police, open up, 5-0, or whatever terminology they would use to describe. And it doesn't take much for your average mind-numbed, drug-addled criminal to figure out that they can get farther into committing their crime to simply yell police. I don't think that's good enough.
Right.
And not to say that they didn't do it or did do it. I don't know what they did or didn't do it, but that's not sufficient.
I would agree. Anyone can claim to be a cop.
Right.
Anyone can bang on your door in the middle of the night and say that they're the police right before they kick it in.
And that's enough to give you hesitation that they need to have the upper hand.
Right.
Right. If
the
I was a
guy.
Criminal, that would be my move, right?
Yep.
It's like make them pause and make them think, am I about to shoot a cop? Because, you know, as we know here in the United States, if you shoot a cop, even in self-defense, even rightfully so,
right.
You're up against, you know,
even if it's late at night,
odds.
Yeah. And you were asleep,
mm-hmm.
And you pull your gun out from underneath your pillow to protect your family, and you didn't hear anything about anything or whatever, you shoot a cop, it's over.
Yep.
Now, this doesn't make sense to me. The charges are for putting Taylor's neighbors in danger,
that's
not
correct.
For killing her.
Right. So the one police officer discharged his weapon in what they considered to be a negligent fashion, which put the neighbors in danger.
I was under the impression that they were not attempting to no-knock raid Breonna Taylor's apartment.
Yes, but once the gunfire came out of Breonna Taylor's unit, then they could do what they wanted, I guess.
That's probably the argument the police would make for sure. So former detective Brent Hankison was indicted on 3 counts of first-degree wanton endangerment. Sergeant Jonathan Mattingly was not indicted. Detective Miles Cosgrove was not indicted. If Brent Hankison's behavior was wanton endangerment to people in neighboring apartments, then it should have been wanton endangerment in Breonna Taylor's apartment, too. Attorney Ben Crump wrote on Twitter, in fact, it should have been ruled wanton murder. Now, not being an expert
in Kentucky law. Have you heard anything about what sort of penalties first-degree wanton endangerment carries?
No, I couldn't tell you.
Now, I can't imagine it's extremely severe.
Well, remember that...
Oh, here we are. A wanton endangerment... Very next paragraph okay. in the article. A wanton endangerment charge is a Class D felony and carries a penalty of 1 to 5 years in prison.
No, I wouldn't... That sounds right. So... Remember, when we're talking about the judicial system here, we're talking about how many years in prison somebody's going to get.
Sure.
And I don't think that giving this officer or all the officers or whatever 10 years, 20 years, or whatever years in prison is going to fix the system.
No, I agree entirely.
I would hazard a guess that Breonna Taylor's family is going to get a big check.
That's not going to fix the problem either.
It's not, but it's going to. Will it do more or less than putting the officers in prison? I say it would do more.
I would say it would do more as well.
Okay, so let's
except for the problem that it's not the police officers involved who are paying that because of qualified immunity.
They're certainly not.
It's the taxpayers. If the police were the ones paying that, then I would be 100% okay with it.
Yep, agreed. The taxpayers are putting up with it, though. It's not, the taxpayers aren't the ones out setting things on fire and fighting with police tonight.
Well, sure they are.
Louisville. Very, okay, you're using the term taxpayers rather liberally. A taxpayer in Louisville is a person who owns property and pays property tax on that property. Not somebody who's got a cell phone and pays $3 every month in federal tax. So what I would say is in fact, not sales tax. A taxpayer is a person who owns a piece of property, in my opinion. And property owners are not out fighting cops right now.
No, but renters are, and they're the ones paying the property taxes on the places they're renting.
Okay.
Which, by indirect action, makes them taxpayers.
No, it doesn't.
Just not in their name.
They're not stroking the check. They're not taxpayers.
Well, we'll have to agree to disagree. I think that's pedantic.
Fine. So, you know, ultimately, I don't think that the taxpayers are the ones who are allowing this. They're not able to stand up. There's nobody withholding their property tax check and saying, we're not paying this until the police are, brought to justice or we have better laws surrounding no-knock raids or whatever.
Well, of course they're not. The police or the city would just take their home from them. It's like, okay, well, we'll just sell it to someone else then. It's ours now. You get out. Thanks so much for your money. Find somewhere else to live. 855-450-3733. Do you have any solutions for fixing this mess? 855-450-FREE.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime,
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. The only show where you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria,
Tyler,
and Mark.
And if you have a WordPress website that runs WooCommerce and you want to accept cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and Bitcoin SV, well, now you can easily enable cryptocurrency payments from your customers by adding the AnyPay plugin to your WordPress site. It only takes a moment. Just visit AnyPayInc.com and set up your account by entering your crypto wallet addresses, then enable the AnyPay plugin in your WooCommerce, and that's it. Now your website takes cryptocurrency thanks to AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com is something I'm going to be looking into after this election when I have all of these T-shirts and bumper stickers and stuff, or, you know, just when I'm less busy in general. You know, sell these extra things online. Using cryptocurrency, made possible by AnyPay. That's AnyPayInc.com. Now, we're...
What stickers and bumper stickers... What bumper stickers and T-shirts are you selling?
From my sheriff campaign.
It's... You better get on the stick.
Why?
Because the election's in November.
I don't intend to sell these things outside of Cheshire County until after the election.
Oh, I see.
I mean, it's not going to do me any good for people outside of Cheshire County to have them anyway.
Right.
But if they want to pay me for them and I'm not busy trying to campaign, then sure, I'll take the time to sell you some T-shirts and signs or whatever. Memorabilia, I guess. A lot of people just like the design of it, you know, and they want it. So who is it ultimately responsible for these riots taking place all throughout the United States? According to some things, it's, what did you call them, rich kid revolutionaries?
Yeah.
I mean, and we've always suspected that a lot of these protesters are white rich kids from decent families. When I say decent, I mean, you know, middle class, upper middle class families who are essentially spoiled.
Definitely. Yeah, there's I have an article in front of me from Mises.
All right, awesome. Sorry. I got distracted. Before we get into that, Andrew from Florida wants to talk to Mark. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I live in South Alabama. I know you're from Northern Mississippi originally. I'm Hurricane Sally victim, I guess. No power, but I think you were talking about it earlier, that 13-year-old that got shot by the cops 11 times, the autistic kid.
Was it 11 times? The only report we found said multiple.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Yeah, it was 11 times the 13-year-old from the news article I read.
All right, so what about him?
I mean, Black Lives Matter, Antifa is not going to go up to that and be concerned.
I'm sure they are.
Why?
Because they're against police brutality.
I understand that area.
It's a shame that race has to be the issue at hand when it comes to police brutality, because regardless of whatever statistics you want to bring up, the fact of the matter is police will shoot anyone they feel that they need to shoot, and regardless of race or gender or religion.
But yeah. It's also true that Mark is a lot less likely to get shot by a cop than I am, and I'm less likely to get shot by a cop than a black kid in Compton.
So, I tend to agree with the caller to some extent. Why did Black Lives Matter call themselves Black Lives Matter? Because it's not like that was a foregone conclusion. God didn't stamp BLM on their forehead or on their butt when they were born. They chose the name. And when that name was being chosen, they had the choice of saying All Lives Matter or Black Lives Matter too, or Black Lives Matter as much as White Lives or whatever terminology they wished. But they chose Black Lives Matter. And one would presume they did that for a reason. And I don't know what that reason is, because I wasn't sitting in on that meeting, but I'm having a difficult time, personally. I have a difficult time imagining that it was a good idea.
I think it was a good idea.
Really?
I think it would be a better idea if American police and white culture in general acted like Black Lives did matter.
I think that's great. But no one talked about this young man who happens to be white from the looks of him, his race, throughout this, because I didn't.
I didn't either.
I studiously avoided it, because I don't think his race matters. Because I think, wait for it, all
don't,
lives
don't say it,
matter.
Mark. Don't say it, Mark.
They do.
They should.
Why is
that? That's
so
right.
Divisive.
They should.
And that's why they should have named themselves All Lives Matter if they actually believe that.
The problem with saying that is that all lives don't currently matter to the same extent in the American system.
Well,
that's
this
why
shooting
they chose the name Black
is
lives
a month
matter.
Old and nobody's been arrested for it, okay?
That's a good
so
point.
So tell me that the white lives matter in this circumstance. This is the first you've heard of this.
It is.
In the month of September, and the month is nearly over. So, no, I don't think the movement really cares about all lives.
So I'll tell you, I think Black Lives do matter, right?
Sure.
But I think that Black Lives Matter, the organization, was named that way for the exact same reason they named the Patriot Act the Patriot Act. Because if you have a problem with the way the organization conducts itself, and you try and say something bad, you're literally saying, I don't agree with Black Lives Matter. And that's absurd. Black Lives do matter. But the organization itself has been proven to have Marxist influences in it. And I think that that's a huge problem. And they support things that have nothing to do with Black Lives. You know, on the BLM website, you know, a couple months ago, they posted stuff about Free Palestine. What does that have to do with Black Lives? It doesn't. But you can't argue against someone whose organizational name is Black Lives Matter because, well, you can't argue against the fact that Black Lives do matter, because they do.
I agree with that assessment. The organization itself I have no involvement with, but Black Lives Matter is an idea as a grassroots, decentralized, non-organization of people banding together under this
Mott
mantra.
And Bailey argument?
What?
Under this Mott and Bailey argument. Think of it as a castle and a courtyard argument. So the castle, the unassailable ideas, is that Black Lives Matter, because they do. The assailable
idea. No, that is not the idea.
When you hold on.
But you're getting it wrong, Mark.
When you turn your back, then they all come out of the castle and they dance around and they have a whole bunch of other arguments that you can then assail because they are ludicrous and this is nothing but 21st century Marxism on parade in our streets.
Definitely.
But you're misunderstanding Black Lives Matter and the whole point of Black Lives Matter and the reason that it exists. Yes, you and I agree that Black Lives should matter.
That we do.
You're arguing as though the Black Lives Matter organization is stating that, hey, we won, Black Lives Matter now. That's not what they're saying. They're saying Black lives should matter.
They yes.
And
Black lives should matter.
It's a convincement. It's an argument to convince people that Black Lives Matter. It's not a statement that Black Lives Matter.
Why?
It's an attempt to convince people that they should.
Let me ask you this. Tell me why they didn't call themselves All Lives Matter, because we know that that terminology was on the table.
Because black people are being disproportionately killed by police.
Is there a lot of evidence for that?
Yes. The black population in the United States is like 13% versus the 26-25% of people who are killed by police who are black. That's 100% factual evidence.
Let me ask you this. Why don't we have Men's Lives Matter movement? Because men are killed at 17 times the rate as women.
Yes.
By the police.
Men also are aggressive. Far more likely to aggress against someone than women are.
Okay. So
the problem with your argument here, and I know where you're going with this.
I'm not going anywhere with it. I'm asking questions.
I know where you're going with it. I've heard this argument countless times. Police exercise a thing called discretion about who they pull over, and you and I have discussed this, and you know this to be true. I'm far more likely to get pulled over than you are.
It's so it would appear. You get pulled over all the time, apparently.
I do. And black people are way more likely to get pulled over than I am. So if a police officer sees the three of us all breaking laws, he's almost certainly going to assail the black person, not me and not you. If the black person isn't there, it'll be me and not you. But if the black person is there, they're the ones who get assailed. That contributes to the crime statistics of black people in the United States because that officer exercised discretion about which one of us he was going to pull over.
What I'm saying with my statement is I don't like cutting people into little groups. But if you're going to ask me about it, I'm going to say this is a really bad idea because I'm in a group that is highly violent. Men, right?
Okay.
And I would prefer not to be judged based on that group, having never pulled a gun on a police officer, having never done anything to harm a police officer. In fact, working with police officers in my firefighter position, that's what I'm saying.
I don't think anyone is making the case here.
Are dumb. Okay? And that's what I'm trying to say, is don't act like a group. You won't get treated like a group in a lot of cases.
So I have to agree with Mark in the sense that the problem with the Black Lives Matter organization is that it is divisive because instead of trying to say, look, Black Lives Matter, but we want to go against all forms of police brutality, they will ignore any police brutality case that involves white people. I've had friends reach out to Black Lives Matter members and say, why aren't you guys upset about this? And they'll tell you, because the person's not black. And I don't know if that's all of them, but that is the problem with an organization, is that at a certain point,
the organization perhaps, but we've all agreed on the position that the organization is.
If it's a grassroots movement, I guess. But, I mean, grassroots movements are full of all kinds of weirdos, like satanic, atheist, transgendered, whatever.
I mean, I'm with the Black Lives Matter movement. I have no affiliation with the Black Lives Matter organization, but absolutely, I will be out there any chance that I'm able to be holding a sign saying Black Lives Matter. What do you think? Who's right here? Is it me? Is it Mark? Is it Tyler? 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Maxwell, the runaway to rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet said, it's the grain. Third vet, she says, it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
I had been listening to the Dynavite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just clicked. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynavite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loves it. Now he's close to 10, and the Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.